Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
When you think of truffles, many people picture fancy restaurants, not the forests of Wisconsin. But there is an entire world of truffles right here in our state. In fact, listen to this. Researchers, this is really cool. Researchers from UW-La Crosse just uncovered a new species of truffle.
I'm always happy to dap up my alma mater, and so I was excited about this story too. In fact, if you text WATCH right now to 855-616-1620, you'll see that some of the work that we're about to highlight here from the northern part of our state, Bayfield specifically, where a pretty cool scientific discovery was made by a fellow Eagle of mine.
Yes, that fellow Eagle, UWL grad student Mariah Rogers, joining us live to detail the exciting fungi find. Thanks for joining us, Mariah.
Hi, thank you.
Before we dive into this new species, can you just take us along that journey, where you were and how you go about hunting truffle?
Okay, so I started out knowing I wanted to find truffles, so the first thing I did is blab to all my friends. And I heard from a couple different people that they had actually in Wisconsin found truffles before already. So those gave me some good leads to start. And one of them was my friend Arnie Martinson up in Bayfield on his family's property with a hazelnut tree had been digging up truffles. And I never knew this. So when the Wisconsin Mycological Society had our foray up there last year in 2024, I went to go dig, and we did uncover them. And when we brought them back to the lab, it took me a minute, but we got them sequenced, and it's that sequence data compared to all the other sequences that are accessioned in the search results that allows us to say, oh, hey, this looks like an undescribed species, which is so interesting. It might be something that people in Wisconsin have been digging up along with digging their fence posts for years and years.
Oh, jeez.
So share with me how you felt once you started, you and your professor over at UW-La Crosse, once you, as you're analyzing this, start to realize there's something more here. I don't think I've ever seen something like this.
Yeah, well, for me, it's all new. Before I started at UWL and joined the lab of Dr. Arthur Group, I had been deeply into mushrooms for a number of years and gone out on a lot of forays looking for them, but had never once uncovered or thought to look for a truffle in Wisconsin. Hadn't really thought about truffles before, but when I was seeking to join his lab, I read some of his papers and thought, oh my goodness, there's this whole world of diversity beneath our feet that we're not even looking for. And that's when we kind of started that conversation. But how we first kind of can tell that it's something novel, something new, is with that DNA data. Before then, I was like, oh, it's an interesting little truffle. We were even putting it up on websites like iNaturalist or Mushroom Observer, where people post their finds as tuber leonii, a described species. Because a lot of them look very, very similar to each other. You really have to do this molecular DNA work to get to that discovery moment. So, and now it's all about description.
So as we are looking at these pictures of you guys out there hunting the truffle, I'm seeing this adorable little pup, this dog out there. Is the dog part of the adventure as well? Is the dog trained to hunt truffle?
The group lab does not yet have a fully trained truffle dog. We have a dog, Goose, Arthur has a dog, Goose, who is perhaps in training. He's really into smells, but he mostly finds poop. But that's a good sign, a really good sign for a dog, apparently, that's a good candidate to be a truffle dog or to do scent work in general. It's just a dog that's really interested in smells and will pinpoint things for you. But the dog with us in those photographs is the dog Jim, who was there with Mike, who had come to us through the mycological community, and that he had visited from the West Coast, where hunting for truffles with dogs is much more common. Around here in the Midwest, it's much less common. We also just don't have a culture of knowing about or foraging our native truffle species or the truffles that we find out there. So we were kind of interested, oh, if we bring in a truffle dog that's already trained, can Goose get some tips watching a pro? And can we see if a dog trained on West Coast truffles exclusively would recognize our truffles? So the overall consensus was Jim is an excellent truffle dog, but not really able to pinpoint this tuber species, this particular truffle in our area. And it makes sense because these smells are so, so specific. And to a dog that's really into smells, our truffles in the Midwest aren't necessarily going to ring true to, say, the Oregon black truffle that Jim is used to. So well, that in and of itself, like a negative result, is still data. It's still interesting and informs us training Goose.
That's a scientific method. You hit the nail on the head. And Jim is still a good boy, as all dogs are.
Yeah.
So now as we look forward, we're talking with Mariah Rogers, a UW La Crosse grad student. What is next for your process as you continue your research? Where do we go from here now that we've made this discovery?
Well, it is the work of making sure. So we have sequence data from one little region of the genome so far, and you really want to get more than one region of a given genome sequenced before you start to describe a fungal species. So I'll be doing that. That also puts it into context of the tree of life, all the other tuber species, all the other fungi species beyond that that have been described before. And beyond that, I've got to look carefully at seeking additional collections. So if you are somebody that is digging, and I can give more tips about that. If you're somebody who's digging in the Midwest especially, and you want to send truffles to me, my heart is open. My mailbox is open. I'm also going to be going through and seeking collections in just things that have been collected, maybe put in the record as tuber leonii, but might not actually be that species if it doesn't have sequence data. But anyway, after that, more sequence data, you really need that. I can't hammer that home enough, but you also really need to get back to kind of what old school mycologists would do to describe a new species, which is still relevant today, and that's to do all these really detailed measurements and kind of looking for every little feature that could set this truffle physically apart from all the others. Because it's really nice to have something to hang your hat on there and be able to recognize it in the field if you know what you're looking for and not have to sequence it every time to find out. But that'll require a lot of really careful looking and documenting.
Well,
so
this
I spend a lot of time with a microscope.
Yeah, this is absolutely fascinating. I have never gone to hunt truffle before, but I did one time up in Door County. It was on private property, because I do want to say you don't want to just go hunting for things like in the county parks. It's
right.
Not allowed, right? This was on private property. We had permission, but I did go into the woods to hunt ramp. And I made a recipe. I made a ramp pasta out of it. It was kind of interesting. I had never cooked with it before, but I wonder, when we talk about truffle, I love my truffle salt. You were just talking about, Adam, your truffle oil.
Truffle oils, yep.
Could this species, this new species that was discovered in Wisconsin, have culinary value?
I really think so. I mean, I am not a chef, so nor a farmer, so time will tell. Because, and I say farmer because you can cultivate in an orchard context certain truffles. These ones associate with trees. But I will say this. This is my anecdote about that. When I first went up to Batefield to search for the truffles, I had already told my friends I wanted to find them. Other friends who were at that WMS foray came running forward, and they were like, we found them. And I was like, great. And then I was like, where are they? And they said, we ate them.
Oh, no.
They were gone.
So motivated by the aroma of this truffle, which I will say has this very nutty, like, rich. My other friend, who is also a grad student here at UWL studying mycology, Jack Johnson, he had foraged and collected gourmet truffles on the West Coast as sort of a job/hobby for a while, and he told me, I think that smells like a gourmet truffle. So that's the point as well. I haven't gotten to eat them yet. I had to collect my take my collections for science.
Oh, man. So, well, this is fascinating. I wish we could talk more, but we're running out of time here, and I am with you. I love the smell. Mm-hmm. My truffle salt.
100%.
I'm always like, taking it in. Thank you so much. That's Mariah Rogers, a UWL grad student, talking about a new species of truffle discovered right here in the Badger State. Thanks so much, Mariah.
Thank you so very much.